The Ticket.
A-T-H. What does that spell? Death, 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 death.
Well, it is trifecta time because it is Wednesday at this very moment. Time for us to remember those who have recently passed away by taking a moment to consider how much they mattered and whether they have the credentials to gain a room in a three-bedroom apartment in the sky. Mr. DJ, where are we today?
Last week, we closed out room 508, occupied by Lonnie Anderson, Danielle Spencer, and Leroy Jordan.
Okay. On to room 509. Where are we going? Oh, hello, Donovan.
Hardline, what's up?
What is up?
How are you?
I am fantastic. How are you guys?
I'm good. I didn't mean to be rude.
Well, you were.
Well, no.
Yeah, you forgot about me. That's okay.
Well, what a stupid bitch.
Okay, thanks. Thanks, Norm.
Now to room 509 and to Corby.
Our seventh Supreme Court Justice does join us for a guy that would have moved to the top of the line no matter what the circumstances were, because we lost the great Robert Redford on Monday. 89 years old, Malibu's own.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Born there, and back when Malibu, he says, was nothing but farmland.
And ocean.
Well, and the ocean. Yeah, you have that. It is a different way to look at it, though. No, it was just farmland.
It used to just be a field out here, and right. Then this ocean showed up.
And then it was really weird because the weather was always perfect, too.
It was weird.
Yeah, and so...
just random.
But, yeah, the great Robert Redford, the silver screen icon of the 60s and beyond.
Do you ever wonder how different your life would be if your parents had you in Malibu?
Yeah, but what if it was just a farm?
My parents were miles from having me in Malibu.
Like, have your parents been to Malibu?
Of course not.
My parents didn't even want me.
Oh no, Dave.
Gosh.
They tried to throw him into the ocean. And he just kept swimming back.
Well, not to put it that way, I guess.
His arm wasn't strong enough to reach the ocean. He kept landing on the beach. He'd back up like a quarterback and throw him.
Man.
Back to Robert Redford.
Dave. Boy, that's a great question. Have any of our parents been to Malibu? I don't think mine ever went.
No.
And my parents
have never been on an airplane. Oh, my mom has.
It would be like kicking and screaming to get them there, too.
Your dad still hasn't been on an airplane?
No.
It's just so unbelievable.
I think mine maybe once.
One time?
He is never on an airplane, I promise you.
What's his problem with it? Like, just distrust of flying, or is it...
It's not a train?
I think guys of that age, so in my dad's case, we're looking at 77, and Donovan, what's your dad?
78.
I don't think it's crazy to say it's 30 or 40% of those men have not been on planes at all.
My dad wasn't flying a bunch, but he definitely didn't like it. He liked to drive. Wherever we went, we drove, right?
Like, yeah.
I was not on a plane hardly at all as a kid.
They have zero use for Europe. Zero. So why
Europe?
What do you need an airplane for? I could just drive there.
Well, I can promise you, your moms, whether or not they got on airplanes or not, they knew who Robert Redford was. And as I told Donovan this morning, your mom was horned up by Robert Redford.
Donovan's mom.
Well, no.
I don't think mine, but continue.
Oh, yes, she was. There wasn't a woman alive back then.
I don't know
that didn't think that he was hunky and steamy. And
I'm going to text my mom right now. Not if she was horny from Robert Redford, but if she's ever seen a Robert Redford movie, because I don't think she ever has.
How could she miss it? She must not have gone to movies.
No,
then.
Yeah, she didn't.
What kind of parents are we dealing with here?
She was ours. She was a grandmother before she was a mother.
Like at 24, she was already a grandma.
Yeah, I'm definitely not asking about horny, but I will ask about Robert Redford.
Please, Bob, hand me your phone. I'll do it.
Yeah, do it.
I'll do it from your phone, but I'll do it.
Phrase it like this: did Robert Redford horn you up?
No, I won't ask that.
He was the actor, along with his best friend Paul Newman. They were kind of it. And the biggest films that he did have Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid in 1969, All the President's Men in 1976, which was just spectacular. I've been seeing clips pop up online here in the last couple of days from that. Redford played Bob Woodford, and Dustin Hoffman was Bernstein. And, man, it was just – it's so good. It's such a piece of nostalgia and a piece of history in the United States, and it's so incredibly well done. 3 Days of the Condor in 1975, where he played this bookworm of a CIA analyst that got caught up in this big, giant, murderous espionage game. The Sting got him an Oscar nomination about the Depression-era grifters. All of this happened in a really short time, and he was such a big deal in Hollywood that he had to get out. He never loved the attention that Hollywood gave him. He loved the art, and he loved to make films, but he hated the scene. And so off he went in a very Harrison Ford way, where Harrison Ford's like, I can't do this, and moved to Montana or Wyoming or whatever it was. And Redford moved to Utah. He just loved the mountains more than anything else. And that made him even more kind of mysterious because he wasn't part of the tabloid scene at all.
Yeah.
That Hollywood provided, even though he was the biggest sex symbol that they had. And, you know, he was made movies with all the leading ladies at the time of Jane Fonda and Barefoot in the Park and Streisand with The Way We Were, Meryl Streep and Out of Africa. He was all over the place, but he didn't want to be all over the place. And in his early 40s, he decided, you know what, maybe I should direct. Maybe this is a way to kind of get out of the spotlight fully. And the first movie that he directed, Ordinary People, won Best Picture and won 3 other Oscars. So he was an instant hit with that. He went on to do, I don't know if you guys were a fan of A River Runs Through It in the
yes,
early 90s.
Absolutely.
I thought it was so well done and so beautiful, like everything about it. And it kind of
makes you want to fly fish.
And it kind of was his homage to where he lived, right? That was just like what he was doing at the time. And he wanted to incorporate that scenery into a film and came up with A River Runs Through It. He did Quiz Show right after that. Remember about the...
Yeah, the Quiz Show scandals?
Yes.
Yes.
Of the 1950s.
I enjoyed that.
That was so, so great. One of his more underrated movies was Spy Game, which he did with Brad Pitt in the early 90s. There was another movie called Sneakers that he did.
I was just looking that up because that's one of my favorites of his.
Dude, it's so good and so underrated. Dan Aykroyd's in it.
Yep.
God, who else is in that?
River Phoenix.
Yeah, River Phoenix. That's who I'm, yeah. And
Sidney Poitier.
Just a great, great movie. But he also wanted to foster art outside of Hollywood, and he's the one that created Sundance.
We have an answer.
Okay.
From Doodlebug.
All right. Did Robert Redford horn you up?
Have you ever seen any Robert Redford movies? Which ones? And I had to say, this is for Mom, because they share a phone pretty
much. God.
They have a party cell phone line?
Yes, Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid, The Way We Were, and The Sting. Those were some of his best.
There you go.
So I think she could go on.
There's no doubt.
Okay.
I think okay,
I will not also offer a follow-up at all.
I think my mom
I have an answer.
At church or at bridge club or something. She's,
yes,
she's not answering.
See, Wednesday afternoon church.
All right, Donnie, you got an answer?
Yes, my question was, have you ever seen a Robert Redford movie? Did you think he was good looking? She said, I did see one. I thought he was very good looking in his younger days.
Oh, yeah. She was horned up.
Very good looking.
Very.
Okay.
Very. You might ought to tell your dad
Oh, another text. Another text for a white dude. Okay, back to you guys.
And also just the most incredibly full head of hair.
Yeah, it was an awesome head of hair.
Did you mention The Natural? What year was The Natural?
So The Natural was 83.
Why are you slandering The Natural?
I'm not. I loved The Natural as much as anybody did. I saw that movie 10 times probably.
Not as much as I did.
What I didn't know is that he was legit. Like, he played when he went to high school in Van Nuys. He was a baseball player. He was a teammate with Don Drysdale.
Yep.
Of course he was.
And then he got a baseball scholarship to the University of Colorado in Boulder, but he flunked out his first year because he was getting too drunk all the time. He liked to party.
Well, we hear Boulder has done that to a few.
Yeah.
Here she is again. Horse Whisperer, too. That was a good one.
The Horse Whisperer, the Electric Horseman. Like, he had so many movies about horses.
Yes.
Dude, I think I've seen damn near... I mean, all the way to the end, he did this movie called The Old Man a couple of years ago about this, you know, former bank robber that wanted to get back in the game in his 80s. And it was great. Like, that was a great movie. And that was only maybe 5 or 10 years ago. I can't remember. But he basically developed the Sundance Film Festival in Park City, Utah, where he had his home. And that became the film festivals for young directors trying to make a name for themselves. So the guys, the directors that got their start in Park City at Sundance, Quentin Tarantino, Steven Soderbergh, Darren Aronofsky, David O. Russell, Ryan Coogler, Robert Rodriguez, Ana DuVernay, all of them straight through Sundance.
Devin DuVernay.
No, not Devin DuVernay.
Bringing it back to sports.
It would be weird, too, if that's an interview with him during a football game and that's where he got his start. When did you start playing football? Sundance.
He was the ultimate environmentalist, too.
That's why you
tree hugger. Totally. I mean, trying to protect the environment, trying to protect the beauty that was around him, especially
Earth.
Ugh. Yeah, what's up with this Earth, man? It's so gay.
Why do you like mountains?
But he was just it, man. He just exuded, I think, what we all thought of growing up, what Hollywood should be, and then what a guy should be, and you know, a very humble superstar and a humble, handsome man. And, you know, whether it was the film, whether it was the Sundance, whether it was the environmental movement that he was into, all of it seemed real, which is very rare in that world. He made everything seem like that it was from the heart. And again, in that arena, incredibly difficult. So, Robert Redford, Lando.
Absolutely.
DJ.
Worthy.
Ham.
I'll vote on behalf of Doodlebug and say worthy.
Donovan.
Yes.
Dave.
Yes.
Bob.
And by the way, my mom said, well, I asked, have you ever seen a Robert Redford movie? She said, I may have over the years.
Okay.
I may have.
Right.
Doesn't want to commit.
Yeah.
No. May have over the years. Yes, he is in. The great Robert Redford is in. He starts his own room. Congratulations, Mr. Redford. Donovan, thank you, sir.
Thank you, boys.
Thanks, Donnie.
All right. Donovan Lewis, catch him tomorrow on The Invasion, 9 to 1.